You're listening to SBS News.
U.S. President Joe Biden has announced sweeping new pandemic requirements for millions of federal workers and some contractors. He says the rising number of COVID-19 cases in the nation is an American tragedy of preventable deaths among unvaccinated U.S. employees and others. Under the new rules, federal workers will be required to prove they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus or else face mandatory masking, weekly testing, distancing, and other new rules. The newly strict guidelines are aimed at boosting sluggish vaccination rates among the 4 million Americans who draw federal paychecks and to set an example for private employers around the country.
There are about 90 million Americans who are eligible to get the shot, but haven't gotten it yet. As I just mentioned, nearly all of the cases, hospitalizations, and deaths due to COVID-19 today are from unvaccinated people.
Rather than mandating that federal workers receive vaccines, the Biden administration's plans would make life more difficult for those who are unvaccinated to encourage them to get a shot. Over and over, the president repeated that the vast majority of those falling ill and dying in this new wave of the Delta virus are unvaccinated, putting others at risk and endangering the nation's fragile economic recovery and return to normalcy.
Folks, the truth is, as more people get vaccinated, we are better protected as a nation to continue reopening safely and responsibly. We are not fully out of the woods yet, because what is happening in America right now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Let me say that again. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Portugal is beginning its journey to what the country's Prime Minister, António Costa, calls total freedom, with a government decision on Thursday to start winding down COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. The authorities are forecasting that 70% of people would be fully vaccinated by the end of this summer. The health ministry says nearly 5.5 million people, or 52% of the target population of people over 16 years old, are fully vaccinated. It predicts 85% would be completely inoculated in October.
Where we are now, I think, is the moment to be able to guide the management of the pandemic by new fundamental criteria, the vaccination rate of the Portuguese population. We predict that next Sunday, the 1st of August, 57% of the Portuguese population will be fully vaccinated with two doses of vaccine.
Mr. Costa announced three phases of staggered relaxation of restrictions stretching over the next 3 months. From Sunday, localized curfews will end and restrictions on the opening times of restaurants, stores, and cultural venues will be lifted, allowing them to stay open until 2 a.m. However, a digital virus pass proving inoculation or a negative test will be needed to enter restaurants at weekends or on public holidays when they're often busy, and for gyms and sports and cultural events. Israel will begin offering a third shot of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to people aged over 60, a world first in efforts to slow down the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, launching the campaign, said the Ministry of Health approved the booster jabs.
I'd like to update you that the expert committee at the Ministry of Health of Israel officially approved the recommendation of giving a third booster dose of the COVID vaccine to Israeli citizens above the age of 60.
Israel was a world leader in the vaccination rollout, but since the emergence of the Delta variant, the health ministry has twice reported a drop in the vaccine's efficacy against infection and a slight decrease in its protection against severe disease. The booster campaign, with shots administered by health maintenance organizations, will effectively turn Israel into a testing ground for a third dose before approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Pfizer said on Wednesday it believes people need the additional dose to keep protection against the coronavirus high. The company says it could apply for U.S. emergency authorization for booster shots as early as August. Meanwhile, India's southern state of Kerala on the 29th of July announced a two-day lockdown as federal authorities plan to send experts to fight the spread of infections in the country's leading COVID-19 hotspot. India's daily cases have fallen after a devastating second wave that overwhelmed the healthcare system, and vaccination efforts are gaining steam. But experts have warned authorities against swiftly reopening cities. Kerala Health Minister Veena George says she wants to make sure there is no third wave.
We want to make sure that there is no third wave. So We want to make all the situation under the control. So we are doing maximum tests. That's why positive cases are more these days.
Kerala, with an active caseload of around 154,000, accounts for 37.1% of India's total active cases. Its case positivity rate indicates the pace of spread in infections is now the country's highest. Vaccination rates in France have begun picking up again after the government brought in legislation requiring a pass for citizens to take part in certain social activities. However, social workers have expressed worries that the measure will further marginalize migrants and other poor populations. To combat a potential divide, the aid group, Doctors Without Borders, has set up tents in northeast Paris to vaccinate migrants, homeless people, and others without access to state or private health insurance. Christiana Castro of Doctors Without Borders, who oversees COVID operations, says conspiracy theories are among one of the factors affecting vaccination rates.
These are people who often have no medical support at all, who have poor health or who are unknown, quite simply people who have not seen a doctor for years. You must take the time. There is also the language barrier. We work a lot with translators. There are also fears because people in an irregular situation will be afraid to give their identity, for example. There are also, as everywhere, conspiracy theories. It is a real challenge to be able to gain the confidence of this audience.
Since President Emmanuel Macron's announcement on the 12th of July that a health pass would be needed in restaurants, trains, and many other places around France, the vaccination rate at the Doctors Without Borders tent site has risen from about 25 people to 120 people a day. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.